listener production.
Hi there, it's Amanda Myler with the latest. And it's decision day for New South Wales. Polls have opened after months of campaigning for Labor's Chris Minns and Premier Dominic Perrottet. Latest polls predict Minns to win. He'll need to secure 9 seats to govern in majority, which means picking up a uniform swing of around 6.5%.
We're taking absolutely nothing for granted. We know it's the people of New South Wales' decisions, and basically polls at this point aren't worth anything because people actually have to get out and vote.
That's Minns there on 9. 22% of Australians are still unsure how to vote for an Indigenous voice to Parliament. A survey from The Age shows a majority of Aussies are in support of the change at 57%, but that has dropped in WA and Queensland. For the referendum to be successful, the federal government needs a majority vote in all states. Some of our youngest Aussies are hurting the hardest from the current housing crisis. Data shows 359 Brizzy kids, including more than 100 aged under 5, were among those seeking help from just one homelessness support service last month. And South Australian police are today launching a road safety campaign as they desperately try to stop a soaring road toll this year. Already in 2023, 37 people have died on South Australian roads. That's compared to 71 for the whole of last year. Their campaign will include detailed stories from first responders attending fatal road crashes. A blackout almost derailed the Lions against the Demons last night at the Gabba. The power failure lasted for more than half an hour when the home side was up by 40 points in the final quarter. Brizzy holding on to score an 11-point victory. In more bad news for Melbourne, skipper Max Gaunt came off early with a knee injury.
We need to get further scans and assess that, so we're unsure. But, you know, it takes a toll out of the team when you lose a skipper early in the game like that.
That's Demons coach Simon Goodwin there.